Good morning. It's the 14th of October. Our New Testament reading today is John chapter 6. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Purkis, A Life of Jesus. And the section that I have chosen starts with a consideration of verse 28 in our chapter. The people were impressed. They asked a natural question. What shall we do that we might work the works of God? This, Jesus answered, is the work of God, that ye believe in him whom he hath sent. The answer startled them and made them suspicious. They may have anticipated some code of precept or doctrine. But it was an answer which summarized the whole conception of faith and works. Effective works of love can only spring from belief in Christ. The Sermon on the Mount embodied a dedicated life which could only be built upon the rock of belief in its author as the one sent by the Father to give life unto the world. The attitude of the listeners changed. They wanted a sign, not that they might believe in him, but that they might believe him, a different thing. Truly, he had fed them yesterday in the desert, but Moses had given bread, literally out of the blue, to thousands in the wilderness for years, and he made no such claim. Jesus pointed out their mistake. It was not Moses, but God, who had given bread to their fathers, and that bread was not the true bread. The true bread is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life to all the world. Visibly impressed, the people uttered the inarticulate cry of all mankind, Lord, evermore give us this bread. I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Here was the sign they had asked for, that they might see and believe. But though they had seen, they had not believed. They had come to him eagerly, but they had not truly come. They had eaten of the bread he gave, but not of the true bread that he was. The unbelief of the people was not an indication that God's purpose had failed. It is as the Father wills. The Father makes the choice. The Son has come to fulfil his Father's will. That will is that whosoever believes on the Son may have everlasting life and be raised at the last day. Bewildered murmurings broke out amongst the people. On what possible grounds could this man claim to have come from heaven? They all knew about him, his father and his mother. Was he not the son of Joseph? But Jesus reiterated the truth they had interrupted. He insisted that those who would come to him for living bread would only be those whom his Father had drawn. The initiative was and would always be with the Father. The children of Zion would be taught of God. The response would always be the influence of that divine teaching upon the heart, and the work of completion would always be with the Son. I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus then goes further in that revelation of himself as the bread from heaven. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is that bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live for ever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The bread is not only the bread of life from heaven that man must eat to have everlasting life. It is also the living bread which the Son identifies as his flesh, which must be given for the life of the world. Thank you for listening to me.